posting house. Here, we are standing in front of the posting house, which many consider to be the most beautiful in the whole of Austria. The richly decorated facade and the large domed roof over the protruding center section certainly are eye-catching. The building was constructed in 1792, and embedded panels of stucco relief adorn the facades that feature references to the posting house. One of them portrays Josef Weber Edler von Furnberg. As I'm sure you'll know, Mr. Furnberg was instrumental in the transformation of the southern forest quarter at the end of the 18th century, thanks to his industrial activities. Let me briefly tell you about him. In 1774, Furnberg received a charter to Sluis Logs and went on to deliver almost half of all of Vienna's firewood. After that, he received the post charter and founded a postal service with houses in Lübereck, Pirkstall and Gutenbrunn. To his misfortune, however, Emperor Joseph II banned the burning of wood for glass production in 1786. The forests had to be reforested. This ruling had a heavy impact on Furnberg's activities. He ran into even more debt and had to sell his property in the southern Waldviertel. With the proceeds, he bought the posting houses of Melk and Puckersdorf, which he then had rebuilt, later also that in Pirschling. The St. Pölten posting house was intended to round off his post-imperium, but death beat him to it. Josef von Furnberg died in Melk at the age of 57 in 1799. Now, let's go on through the Linz Street. It is my favourite street because it was always full of travellers coming through the Vienna Gate, travelling along the street towards the Linz Gate, or the other way around.